AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. The verdict is in for a New Hampshire prep school graduate. Owen LaBrie will now be known as a sexual offender after being convicted of three misdemeanor sexual assault charges. LaBrie was acquitted of three more serious felony charges. He wept as the verdict was read in that courtroom. A 15-year-old girl accused him of raping her at St. Paul's School in Concord, New Hampshire, just a couple of days before graduation last year. Four people are known to be dead in the Caribbean island of Dominica, but officials there say there are reports of more bodies being found and the death toll could rise. That is, Tropical Storm Erica moves through the region. It's now over the Dominican Republic and headed for Florida.
Forecasters say as Erica crosses over the mountainous island of Hispaniola, it could further weaken, might even dissipate. Its biggest threat now, they say, is rain.
That's AP's Tony Winton. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest says President Obama is urging residents to take this storm seriously.
Monitor local radio, television station, or official social media accounts for emergency information. And, of course, follow assiduously the instructions of state, territorial, and local officials.
A much more powerful storm, Hurricane Katrina, hit New Orleans and Gulf Coast states 10 years ago. Today, former President George W. Bush went back to the city and talked of the way the city has rebuilt itself, especially its schools.
Isn't it amazing? The storm nearly destroys New Orleans, and yet now New Orleans is the beacon for school reform.
Bush spoke at the city's oldest public school, which was badly flooded and almost abandoned before it reopened a year after Katrina hit. The father of the TV reporter who was killed this week in Virginia says he will make it his mission to try to change gun laws. Andy Parker supports stronger gun laws and says people at gun shows should have to do a background check before they can make purchases. On Wall Street, the Dow's down 35. This is AP Radio News. In Washington state, firefighters say they're trying to make progress against wildfires.
Last night on the Twisp River fire, we ended our night shift, which is a very good indication that we feel very, very comfortable with the status of that fire and don't expect any further problems from it.
But the firefighters are worried about high winds that are predicted for this weekend. President Obama says he expects improvements in the relationship between the United States and Israel to come pretty quickly once the Iran nuclear deal is in place. He made his comments in a webcast today to Jewish Americans. A Northern Virginia teenager has been sentenced today to more than 11 years in prison for helping another teen travel to Syria to join Islamic State militants and for providing other aid to that group. The judge said during his sentencing in federal court in Alexandria, Virginia, that he considered the 17-year-old man's age and lack of criminal record in deciding that sentence. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Race to savings for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support you need with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, view our weekly flyer on Menards.com and race to savings on more great deals happening now.
Save big.